231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, November 16th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I've got more bills and more, I guess you would call it, partisan activity that happened this year in the legislative session. But a story you just heard at the bottom of the hour news. And I want to explain this case and how desperate so many people coming from so many different angles are trying to prevent Donald Trump from being the nominee for the Republican Party. Republicans are going after him. PACs, large political action committees, special interest, donor class, establishment type of Republicans going after him. All the Democrats going after him, including our own Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Election attorneys, former chairs of the Michigan Democrat Party. Lawsuits. All kinds of criminal cases. They are doing everything they can to prevent Donald Trump from being the Republican nominee next year. Well, you heard on the news, a judge this week denied requests to remove former President Donald Trump from Michigan's 2024 primary ballot. There's actually lawsuits filed trying to do exactly that. A lower Court of Claims Judge James Robert Redford, who sits on the appeals bench, concluded that the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has neither the affirmative duty nor the authority to independently, separately decide whether Donald Trump can be on Michigan's 2024 ballot. The question of whether Donald J. Trump is ineligible from being placed on the 2024 presidential primary ballot because he is disqualified from servicing under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment presents a political question that cannot be decided by the judiciary at the present time, Judge Redford read into his order. Election attorney Mark Brewer, who, by the way, used to be the chair of the Michigan Democrat Party and represents this group, Free Speech for the People, who brought the lawsuit led by the plaintiff Robert LeBrant, said they are disappointed in the judge's decision and will appeal it immediately. Pointing, of course, the fact that Redford was appointed to that judgeship by Republican former governor Rick Snyder and stated they knew this was going to happen. The legal director of Free Speech for People, Ron Fine, said the Michigan Supreme Court should reverse this badly reasoned lower court decision. While our appeal is pending, the trial court's decision isn't binding on any other court, and we will continue our current and planned legal actions in other states. See, they're not just doing this in Michigan, folks. They're doing it in other Democrat states. trying to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Brewer, the Michigan election attorney, said the court's decision is disappointing, but we will continue. We will appeal this ruling. We will take it to the Court of Appeals, eventually all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court, which now, as we know, is very liberal. We will seek to uphold this critical constitutional provision designed to protect our republic. Whoa! Our republic, end quote, said Brewer. Really? Exactly when did we become a Republican? A republic, excuse me, Brewer. When did we become a republic? Oh, that's right. When the founding fathers created our country. You notice he didn't say democracy. He said to protect our republic. Interesting. Stephen Chung, Trump campaign spokesperson, said the campaign welcomes the dismissal in Michigan and anticipates future dismissals of the other 14th Amendment cases. He went on to say the campaign is most focused on once again winning the great state of Michigan and the re-election of President Trump next year. Now let's look at the 14th Amendment. Because as you know, this was an amendment that was passed to our Constitution over slavery. It was ratified on July 9th of 1868. Civil War was over in 1865. Starts off in Section 1, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States in the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property, that means your money, without due process of law. Nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protections of the law. Equal protection of the laws. No person. I'm dropping down to Section 3. This is their main argument against Donald Trump. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States, who shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. They're claiming, even though it hasn't even been proven in a courtroom anywhere in the country, that Donald Trump led or was engaged in insurrection against the United States of America. They're trying to use January 6th of 2021, the day that Vice President Mike Pence was certifying the electors in the presidential election. We all remember January 6th. These cases all pointing to Donald Trump led an insurrection. Well, we have video evidence to prove he did not. We have his own words when he spoke to the people there at the mall that day. Peaceful demonstration. Now we're going to head up to the Capitol in protest. That's exactly what they did. Did some of them get out of control? Yes. Did some of them break windows, break doors, knock down barriers to try to get inside the Capitol? Yes, they did. They have video of it all. Well, they're trying to claim that Donald Trump led the insurrection, led the efforts on January 6th, and therefore, because of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, he should not be on the ballot. More than two dozen states have had litigation challenging Trump's name on their ballots. Cases in Minnesota, New Hampshire, Florida have all been dismissed. While cases in Idaho, Utah, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Maine, yeah, the plaintiffs dropped the cases. Redfern's opinion comes from three separate cases. Davis versus Benson, LeBrant versus Benson, and Trump versus Benson. Plaintiffs' attorneys, activists Robert Davis and Robert LeBrant, wanted Trump removed from the ballot, claiming his January 6, 2021 conduct led to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol when they tried to count the Electoral College votes. Under the 14th Amendment, anyone who has taken an oath to support the Constitution, again, what I just read, cannot engage in insurrection or rebellion and cannot hold office. Well, Trump's lawsuit argued that Benson had no authority to remove him from the 2024 ballot. Well, it's been decided and now it's being appealed. And this could go all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The WellConnect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a WellConnect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A WellConnect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one today. Former State Representative Republican National Committee man Dave Ajema said that it's no question that the Dems will not let any Republican bills pass. They even took a couple of my bills back in the day, put a couple of different words in them, and then had a Democrat actually run the bill. You have to remember, when you put RINOs, Republicans in name only, into elected office, people like Jace Bulger, Rick Snyder, Wayne Schmidt, etc., they actually stop good Republican bills. In caps, we need different people elected in the Republican Party. We need people that will play hardball like the Democrats always do. That's the bottom line, folks. If there is one wrap-up of this hour, it's this. The Democrats have shown us this legislative year, and here we are a week before Thanksgiving, they've ended the legislative session. They're done for the year. Many Republican good bills did not even get hearings in committees, let alone submitted to the floor for a vote. Why? Because Republicans sponsored them. Republicans put the legislative bills forward. The legislation, many of them good policy, didn't see the light of day. This is going to be part of the training that I do on Saturday, December 2nd. At Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord. Again, if you want to register, you have until Saturday at 5 o'clock. Text me event. I'll send you the flyer as well as the link to register. You're going to learn at that class exactly how they used their power, their majority, using Robert's Rules of Order as it relates to chairmanships. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist acted as the president of the state Senate. He actually had the gavel in his hand most of their legislative session days in Lansing. Not Winnie Brinks, not the Senate Majority Leader, the lieutenant governor of the state of Michigan. And in the House, the verbally challenged speaker, Joe Tate, from Detroit. He allowed the little communist witch, Lisa Potuski from Livonia, this little tyrannical pit bull, very skilled in her verbal capabilities, unlike the speaker Joe Tate, ran most of the sessions in the state house. She turned microphones off when Republicans, who had been actually acknowledged by the speaker, by the president of the state house, acknowledged, recognized, and had the floor. As they started to make their speeches, she turned their mics off. Why? Because she didn't agree with what they were saying. State Representative Josh Shriver from Northern Macomb and four townships in the north part of Oakland County called abortion murder when they were voting on the abortion bills. And she turned his mic off. He continued to talk. People close by the podium where he was standing in the chamber, Dave Ageham is very familiar with this, heard him continuing to speak, but she turned the mic off so the rest of the chamber outside of the immediate area of that podium couldn't hear him. And she recognized Democrats on the other side of the chamber and turned their mics on while he stood there continuing to speak. She kept looking at him, giving him an evil eye, like, I'm going to kill you if you don't shut up and sit down. Well, he didn't do it. God bless him for trying to exercise his First Amendment rights even after being acknowledged by the speaker. But you see, this is what you do when you have the power. You got to remember, they only had a two-seat majority, 56 to 54. But when you have Republicans voting for a Democrat speaker, oh, it's ceremonial, Randy. They have the majority. We have to put up a Democrat speaker. No, you do not have to vote for them. If they got their majority, let them have their speaker. That vote should have been 56 to 0. But it wasn't. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems. Michigan's premier water